Yeah, it was. I don't know what it says. Defensively, we just. I mean, our matches, I don't know. We just were scrambling a lot. They had us on our heels a lot. They made a lot of open threes. They were really good shooting the ball. I think it's just one of their days, but they just made a lot of shots.
It was incredible. They ran at more than 70% accuracy from the three-point range, and you just couldn't live with that in the end.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to when you have shooters making shots, especially when they're running around, you're chasing them, all miscommunication happens. But they, be honest, you give them credit. They just made a lot of very, very tough shots. And even the last couple was like off the backboard. And I mean, you just got to live with that.
And you got them in foul trouble as well in several of the quarters as well. When you got people shooting like that, Jack Eisenberger was superb today. There's almost nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, we try to put them in a little bit on the back of their heels, trying to get to the free throw line, put the pressure on the referees. I mean, there's a few calls that didn't go our way, but I mean, we just got to make the right play. We just got to do everything possible to just be positive about it. I mean, it's back to the drawing board again now. I guess we got to see what we can do better now.
Got a big game coming up on Friday against the Plymouth Raiders here as well. And in the race for a top four finish, that becomes a huge game now.
I mean, to be honest with you, every game becomes a huge game right now. I mean, we're at the point where we need to get on a streak really quickly because we like to get on a good winning streak going into the playoffs. I mean, we got to take it one game at a time, to be honest with you. I mean, it's Plymouth. I mean, it was Leeds now. That one's gone. We can't get it back. We wish we could. We got Plymouth now. We just got to try to stay positive, have a good week of practice, get everyone back healthy, and then we should be all right.
And you've got those five home games coming up between now and the end of the season. You've got some really interesting games in that run in too here at the Copper Box.
We do. I mean, I think we got like Newcastle left. We got some other. We
haven't got Leicester played, again as
we
well.
We have Leicester again. We haven't even played Cheshire yet. That's the whole season. We're in, what, March, and we haven't even played a team yet. So, I mean, right now we're at the point where we just got to figure it out. I mean, it doesn't make sense going into the playoffs like this. You know what I'm saying? We have to at least finish as high as we can. Better than last year and the year before. I just try to just improve every year. But right now, I don't know. The team is, we're positive, but we just have to stick together. And we just got to need the fans to continue to keep supporting us because if, like, it's basically if one thing crumbles and everything crumbles, you know?